Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Nick Fuentes is leaving us here in 5 minutes, put on a no-fly list. Norm Pattis just said he's got breaking vaccine news on a case that he is on that just broke. He's one of the top lawyers in the country. He's got irons and 1,000 fires. But I wanted to just get you guys together to talk about this and how we get pushback. Because, again, oh, for terrorists, 9-11, oh, a magic group of bureaucrats, like out of the movie Brazil, they just put you on a list. And now you're just on a list. Encapsulating this as an American norm, we need Congress. We need the states. We need the courts to act. This is outrageous. I mean, and we know Chuckie Schumer called for basically Trump supporters to be put on no-fly list because we might try something in the future, but they support Black Lives Matter and Antifa burning the country down. Norm, a few comments on that. I want closing comments from Nick Fuentes.
People need to stand up and be counted, and if it smells like BS, it looks like BS, it is BS, and you need to say something. And there is no such thing as a double standard in the United States. Freedom of speech is freedom for all. A Black Lives Matter or Maxine Waters can call for violence if they don't get what you like, and you can call for anti-violence if they try to take from you what you've earned. The courts are what I know. I don't know politics, but my view is you need to litigate cases in court, press the judiciary to make hard decisions, and take your appeals. The soul of the country is up for grabs, and right now the courts are still open. I defy them to close in our face because we'll continue to bring writs every time we see a violation of a fundamental right. And Mr. Fuentes' rights were violated. Make no question about it. And him today, you tomorrow.
That's right. Nick Fuentes, we're all with you. Where do you go next? What do you do next?
Well, I'll be looking into my legal options on this. Obviously, want to push back against the TSA and hopefully get this overturned. I'd like to be able to fly again, but where we go from here is keep on keeping on. You know, I mean, in a lot of ways, and I said this earlier, this is an escalation of the same old tactics. And you said it, too. The censorship has been going on for 4 years. We weren't able to stop that. The Trump administration didn't do much to stop that. People didn't cover it as much as they should have. And now it's people being put on no-fly lists, being banned for buying firearms, in some cases being raided by the FBI. So it's a continuation of the same struggle that we've had for a long time, which is against the American regime, against the national security apparatus. So immediately I'll be, I think Michelle Malkin actually filed the Freedom of Information Act request. I'll be talking to my lawyers to figure out a solution to this, try and get me back on an airplane sometime soon. And hopefully we can start to roll back some of this tyranny. I think that, and I said this yesterday on the show, the state governments are going to be the place to do this. Unfortunately, you look at the American regime, it's almost ubiquitous. It's omnipotent in some ways. And I think the thing that we're going to have to count on, and this may sound controversial or something, is that I look at countries like China and Russia, I look at countries like Iran or even Hungary or something, and I think that it's sad to say, as other countries rise proportionally in global power compared to the United States, that'll actually be a good thing for American dissidents, because the problem you have now is there's nowhere you can run, there's nowhere you can hide, there's nowhere you can go in America where American government can't get your stuff, can't get you, can't find you. There's nowhere, I believe, in the Western Hemisphere you could go to unless it's a country like Cuba or Venezuela. And there's really nowhere in the world unless you go under the umbrella of a rival power to America. So we have to completely rethink our relationship with the state. It really is sort of the regime against the American people. And a lot of people don't see it that way.
Well, that's right. The people running our government hate the country, hate God, hate veterans, hate children. They're just Hollywood trash.
That's right. And people, for whatever reason, they still see the government as us. They say, you know, we, when they talk about the government, we need to do things. It's not. It's us and it's them. It's those people in that faraway capital governing us with an iron fist. And it's us out here under their thumb, totally vulnerable. So people have got to stop rationalizing the system, stop rationalizing the police, the military, stop rationalizing the State Department and the American regime. We're on our own. It's the American people against the world now.
All right, Nick Fuentes, Godspeed. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. I'm going to send your number to Norm Pattis and vice versa. And I'm going to also try to get you in touch with Carlson. All right, thank you. There goes Nick Fuentes. I'm going to play Rahm Emanuel when he was chief staff at the White House calling for no-fly list for gun owners. I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buy under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are under the emergency COG FEMA government that is UN-run, officially under UNESCO. The borders are now under UN control. Our schools are under UN control. We are in the grip of a scientific dictatorship. Our old republic is being dissolved by the spider's venom in front of us. Here is Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, 12 years ago, saying that they were going to put gun owners basically on no-fly list, vice versa, and then extrajudicially take your guns. And that's their plan. Now they call it the red flag laws. Here it is.
What do we got to do? Because let's be, and Sarah's right. People's intimidation on this issue is not defined by just Republicans. There are Democrats intimidated by this issue. Wrongly, but intimidated, and they think their politics and their community is such that they can't do this. The truth is, what we need again to get moving on this legislation is put together a crime strategy like we had before, which is why we passed the bill today on the cops, putting money back into putting police officers on there, getting voices for change, and then making sure that we have a president, I cannot put my partisanship aside, a Democratic president, who will take that office and use it to protect the streets and the kids that grow up on those streets and make sure that we once again have an assault weapon ban, a Brady bill with the full force of the law on the land, because we need somebody in the Oval Office that moves this Congress. We had an election about change. People are clear about the special interests. They are tired of that gridlock the special interests caused in Washington. And I think the most simple thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election, that is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Norm Pattis, I appreciate you joining us. We've got one of the main guys on the inside of the recount in Maricopa County joining us with the big developments there next segment. But I wanted you to finish up with the end of due process, the whole terrorism apparatus now to be used against the American people. The Democrats said we're going to use the CIA against the American people. We're going to use the FBI to dismantle Trump supporters. I mean, these are criminal declarations. The U.S. Prosecutor that was first running things, he had to step down over it, said we want to intimidate people. And so these guys are very, very arrogant, full of chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, bravado. Just closing comments on that, and then you got some big breaking news on the issue of go ahead and give us that breaking news as well.
All right. So, like, I mean, just to round out the discussion about the no-fly list, this should terrify everyone. I heard that, and I thought, my goodness, am I going to be able to get on my next flight? I mean, yesterday, you know, I had a Patreon account that I asked people to support me on. I post that on Facebook periodically. It was taken down last night. Why? Is it because I'm outspoken? Is it because I appear on InfoWars? Am I going to be able to get on a plane? Are you going to be able to get on a plane? We permit government in the name of national security to keep secret lists of Americans. Americans. And those lists can, and we're not told we're on those lists until we're on our way to our child's wedding or on our way to sit with a loved one who may be on death's door. I don't think we, the people, want to tolerate being governed by secrecy. And I think there ought to be challenges to the no-fly list. What's happened to Mr. Fuentes is breathtaking. If he's on that list because of his viewpoint, we really have reached a breaking point. On the breaking news front, Alex, we're going to announce at a press conference in a couple hours that there will be a legal challenge to Connecticut's decision to ban the religious exemption for children on vaccination. Prior to yesterday, if you were a parent of a child who, for religious reasons, did not want your child vaccinated, you could make a declaration and they could go to a public school. Governor Ned Lamont signed legislation yesterday, passed by both houses of the Connecticut General Assembly, to bar or ban the religious exemption. We've been retained by a group of people who believe that our beliefs about ourselves and the universe come first, government comes second. And, you know, we'll, among the challenges we will raise is we will ask the courts the following. How is it that the substantive due process clause has been manipulated in such a way now that it's all right for us to engage in consensual sodomy. It's all right for men to pretend to be women, but it's not all right for mom and dad to say, I don't want you sticking a needle in my son or my daughter for religious reasons. The door cannot swing both ways. The government is limited in its power.
That's right. The left wants to be able to have sex with their dog and marry it, but they want to put an experimental secret mRNA vaccine in our children that's already been banned in dozens of countries.
That's right. And so we're going to be announcing it at a press conference this afternoon at 5 o'clock that we will soon file litigation. We're working on it right now. Hope to have it filed on Monday. And we're going to seek to vindicate the fundamental right of people to believe as they will, regardless of what the government says. There is no public health exception to freedom of belief in the United States. And that's our position. And we're going to fight for it.
Well, they're saying that now about guns. Oh, it's public health because somebody might do something wrong. You all lose your right. And they're really setting up a medical tyranny. You know, the Soviets did that. So did the Nazis.
A tyranny of virtue. Let me, you know, I've told you this before. I think I said it on your very show. I used to be opposed to the Second Amendment. I'm a criminal defense lawyer. I've seen handguns destroy so many lives it made my heart ache. But I'll tell you what makes my heart ache even more. Watching on national news while cities burn and people are encouraged to engage in mostly peaceful protests at the same time that some of these protesters say, well, we're coming out to your house now.
Well, yeah, how do they not put Maxine Waters on her fly list? She says basically go burn down cities. No. She says get violent. Maxine Waters calls for violence. She should get convicted. She shouldn't get put on a no-fly list. I don't think Black Lives Matter should be put on a no-fly list.
I don't think anybody should be put on a no-fly list. I mean, freedom is, you know, the freedom to travel is fundamental in this country, and I don't want to have to be licensed by the United States government as fit to travel from one state to another. I don't want to have my speech vetted by the government before I enjoy the privileges and immunities of citizenship. We fought a revolution against Britain over far less than what's going on our country on a daily basis. I probably would have paid a few pennies tax on tea and maybe cut my tea consumption down or just paid a little more because it's only a tax on tea. But what I can say, where I can travel, who I can associate with, how I can educate my children, these are fundamental rights.
And by the way, the Redcoats were doing all that. The tea was just the final straw because they put taxes on everything.
I hear you.
Norm Pattis, tell people how they find you. Is it pattisblog.com?
Yeah, there's pattisblog.com. The law firm is Pattis & Smith. We're in New Haven, Connecticut, and I've got a new podcast called Law and Legitimacy. So stop in. We need to build a community of people who are speaking out, speaking together, and joining together.
Norm, we're doing it. We love you. Thank you, Norm. Great guy, really smart guy, great patriot. I'm going to go to break, and I've got our next guest on, who I'm told he's a very well-spoken guy. I've seen him on other shows, Daniel McCarthy. Is a prime mover in the middle of the recount in Maricopa County and the Republican Party and all the battles and the inside stuff. He's been drafted by the Republican resistance, you know, to help, I mean, lead a lot of this. So he's a great guest. He'll give us the latest on the Democrats trying to block this and how hysterical they are. And why are they hysterical? Well, it's because they say that no one, you know, showed any evidence of fraud. The courts never allowed that. All we have is evidence, like a USPS driver saying, I have a truck full of marked the same for Joe Biden, uncreased ballots in Pennsylvania. I mean, you have people pulling out ballots from underneath the deals when they shut things down, so there's a water main broke, and then they're just cramming the same ballots in over and over again for Biden in Georgia. They stole it. We're not going to go away no matter how you censor us or the FBI blows the doors open. I'm not scared of that. I'm scared of not standing up and not speaking out. So if you want to burn me up like Waco, I'll just pour gasoline on me. I won't resist, FBI, because I'll be a martyr. I will not resist. If they come and kill me, I did not resist them. I will sit here with the FBI. I can just blow my head off, slit my throat, gouge my eyeballs out with pour gasoline on me. I will just Christ-like take it, FBI. That they're probably going to come kill me, though, and say I resisted. It's a lie. They'll shotgun my ass up against the wall. I win. They lose. I'm not a pedophile. You'll burn in hell. They think I'm crazy because I don't love Xi Jinping, because I don't love Biden, that skeleton, because I don't love all their Satanism and all their devil worship and their lawyer cowardly behavior. I'm an American, and I will not submit to you or your crap, you murderers. The whole damn government's a bunch of pedophiles at the top, and they're selling baby body parts and keeping babies alive and creating animal-human clones, and now they want to microchip everybody, and they're injecting us with deadly poison and mutating us because they're the ruling elite, and they're the establishment, and now the federal government's the secret police of Xi Jinping and the New World Order. Nice! We do not submit to your tyranny. No! No!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I tell you, fighting the globalists has really got me. I'm so committed to this fight. There's no way I'm backing down or pulling out now. These tyrants got to go down. Well, a lot is happening in Maricopa County. That's the place where we're finally getting an audit, a real one, not the same crooks running just a computer simulation. There's been so many developments, so many people fighting it, so many people trying to block it. And this gentleman, Daniel McCarthy, is a very successful CEO. He's run for office and experienced the different battles there. And he joins us to talk about the waterfront of what's happening in Maricopa County, what the big developments are. Thank you for joining us, Daniel. Tell us what's unfolding, what's happening currently.
So, Alex, I can tell you with certainty that the audit that's taking place here in Maricopa County is another shell game. It's another smoke and mirrors campaign to distract the public from what's really going on. Let me paint the picture for you and your audience. First and foremost is that this audit is a meaningless audit, meaning that let's say that every one of these ballots is from China, which they probably are. We know that they, for example, Alex, this is a great example. One of the county board of supervisors here in Maricopa County, his chicken coop warehouse mysteriously burnt down a couple months ago, right? And now all of a sudden we have images from Korean Airlines of ballots coming into Maricopa County, and we're supposed to expect this audit to be anything but smoke and mirrors. So it's the GOP on the ground in Arizona, which the leader of the GOP here in Arizona, a very corrupt system in Arizona, they just admitted to it yesterday that it doesn't matter what the results are from the audit, it's going to have no effect on the election results. So what this is another shell game.
So why did the Democrats, I'm not disagreeing with you, you're the guy on the ground, why are they fighting it so hard?
Well, because it's the same attorney. So, for example, there's one case right now that's being seen by the Supreme Court that actually has the ability to overturn the election results. I'm not saying it's going to, but there's only one case. The same attorneys that are defending the government on that case are the same attorneys that are representing the Democrat Party to file an injunction on this audit. So what they're doing is they're just muddying the waters for the next couple months down here to distract everybody from what's important. And you and I both know what's important. We need a vaccine passport ban. We have a few state senators that are standing in the way of history in Arizona, and what we're doing on the ground is basically muscling them and saying no more. It's over. Like, this is not a game anymore. You're talking about putting an experimental vaccine in my kids. So what do you think a guy like me is going to do? I'm going to stop everything I'm doing. I'm very wealthy. I can do anything I want to do. These guys have a big problem on their hands in Arizona. And let me tell you what else they're distracting us from, Alex. These guys are trying to put the next governor in place, which is worse than Doug Roscoe. Or Doug Ducey, as you guys call him. Doug Roscoe's his real name. The next guy that they want to put in is a cartel asset, Marco Lopez. And that's what we're standing in the way of. So the problem they've got is that the smoke and mirrors is no longer working. The games, the shell games are no longer working. We're able to decipher this stuff very quickly now. And we're ripping them to shreds is what we're doing.
Well, okay, specifically, I mean, I knew that you'd been in the middle of all this. So what is going on with the audit? What's unfolding? And because I believe you that it might be more smoke and mirrors. That's all we've seen so far. I've seen a lot of the Republican folks that I think are pretty smart, Gateway Pundit and others, have thought it was you know pretty good. I really respect Joe Hoft. Are you saying they're wrong?
what I'm saying is it's clearly a smoke and mirrors campaign because they didn't even allocate enough money to do it. The Coliseum's wide open. We have reporters here, local reporters on the ground doing segments on local TV, showing them going in with their cameras and laughing because they can touch ballots. They can go in there. There's no real security. They didn't. The guys.
No, I did see Democrats brag that there's no real security and they're running around doing whatever they want. So you're just saying they're just taking the same old ballots and running them back through again. They're not checking if they don't have creases. They're not checking if they've been scantroned in by a machine.
Alex, they're not even trying to audit the down ticket like the Senate race or any of those other things. They're only doing the presidential race, which you and I both know. Article 2, Section 1 of the United States Constitution. Those ballots have no merit on deciding who the president of the United States is. It doesn't matter if they're all from China, like I'm saying. They probably are. And look, there's really good patriots out here doing the right thing, and there's really good operatives thinking they're doing the right thing. More power to them. I'm just telling you that the reality is that it's another distraction from what's really important, which is right now we have three state senators, David Livingston, T.J. Shope, and Tyler Pace. These three establishment swamp monsters in Arizona, these monsters, okay, are standing in the way of history in Arizona where we were trying to make it a felony if you tried to implement a vaccine passport, and they just watered down that bill. By the way, it was because of your guys' show. It was because of Owen's show on Monday, because we put the pressure on them that they said, okay, we got to do something. Well, what they did was they watered down our bill, and now we're sitting here and we're saying, okay, we don't care. Listen, we're going to fix the voting. Before I run in 2022, you know, for the governor's seat in 2022, before I do that, we will have valid elections here in Arizona. We're taking control of Arizona from the cartels and CCP. This is all happening. But right now, we have a knucklehead standing in the way of a very important piece of history, in my opinion.
All right. Well, I wanted to get you on, my friend, about the auditing process, but I think we've got the answer from you, and you're probably going to be right. It's going to be a fraud. If people want to know about Arizona politics, which I know is extremely important, what is the best place for them to visit to find the work you're doing, Daniel McCarthy?
Yes, stoptherinos.com. We have the largest mobilization. This is John McCain's CIA umbrella here in Arizona. This is the tip of the spear. They've had their way in Arizona for so many years. And what we're doing is we're reversing that tide very quickly with very sophisticated tactics. Stoptherinos.com. This is the Patriot Party of Arizona. The Patriot Party of Arizona. Stoptherinos.com. What we're mobilizing the hundreds of thousands of people that supported me, and we're taking our government back in Arizona, and my kids are not living in communism, Alex. I assure you of that.
Well, I'm glad you're there, but that's a real bummer because I know you're right in the middle of it that they are. I mean, how are they? They are checking to see if they were creased. They are checking to see if they were done by hand, right? Or they're doing nothing. I mean, what are they doing in the audit?
Well, they're doing some type of forensic audit where they're doing ultralights and all stuff. Yes, the ballots are fake. We know the ballots are fake. We saw them fly in the ballots. We know it's all garbage.
But that's not gonna. Then if they find they're fake, that's proven. But what you're saying, the state officials are saying they don't care what the audit does.
No, there's legally they don't have any. There's no grounds for them to do anything. So, for example, according to
politically, if it's found that Trump really won Arizona, even if the state doesn't act on it, that's a pretty big deal.
I totally agree with you. I mean, but we already know that. We already know they stole the election. These are all things we already know.
I know that. But the Democrats are fighting this for a good reason. Listen, let's do this. How long until the audit's over?
I would suspect that they're going to drag this thing out for months, Alex. I would dare say that this thing is going to take months.
Yeah, I mean, the word is 40 days right now is what I'm hearing, and it does look like they've got a bunch of turtles and they're doing it like they're moving like sloths. When we saw in Georgia in the CNN Center where they're just, everybody's out, broken water main. Then they start grabbing the ballots and just shoving them in the same ballots over and over again. They were acting like they were, sped up or something, but that's definitely not happening here. All right. Thank you so much. Very excited. We appreciate you. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I've got that news for you. On the state of Texas saying masks for children is illegal. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. What the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food, the highest quality, at the lowest prices you're going to find, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Says that I believe an actual intergalactic snake is eating the planet and the country. They have an AI world government takeover plan, a technocracy that will direct humans like robots, those that are allowed to live, that is beyond any nightmare science fiction fantasy that we could ever imagine. And it's now out in the open. And everyone that thinks they're going to serve the system and get ahead are fools. You might survive a month longer, a year longer, maybe a decade longer, but the bottom has dropped out. Everything that made us great and strong and secure and safe and healthy and happy has been abandoned. Now, a lot of people are upset. A lot of people are saying no. A lot of people are resisting. But it is the societal rot that has allowed us to get to this point. As the fact that people don't see themselves as leaders, don't see themselves in a position to take action. Now, I mentioned this in the second hour, and I said it was coming up in the third. And sure enough, we're going to take some time to cover this now. And then later, we're going to get an article, a blurb, written about this and get it up on InfoWars.com. And it's a big deal whether you live in California, Texas, or New York. Doesn't matter where you live. Because there are similar laws on the books everywhere. But it's just an illustration how common sense, due process, the law has been totally thrown aside for the whole COVID rollout. I mean, there's a federal law. You can't give people vaccines without animal testing and a long period of stuff because of secret testing and experiments before. They just waived all that. And now the FBI waives hundreds of thousands of kids being handed over, many of them to complete strangers. No background check. There's no law they can do that, but they have what you call waiving it because they're God. That is the Justice Department. That is the horribly corrupt and evil Attorney General and the horribly corrupt and evil FBI Director. I mean, these are bad, bad, bad men. These are the bad guys. And they are just getting away with bloody murder. And we're only 100 days into Biden, but 102 days. And you notice it just gets worse every day. Because no one has stopped them. Everyone's too busy. You know, there's still golf courses, still movies. Yeah, you're wearing masks. Yeah, the economy's falling apart. Yeah, there's homeless camps everywhere. But yeah, the border's collapsing, but it's okay. I got stacks of news here. I'll get to in a moment about the shutdown of the country. But the good news is this is being done because the globalists know that's their system that is collapsing, and they hope to collapse us with them so they won't get repudiated, so they can actually pose as the saviors as they let you know the global reset, the financial reset, the accelerated collapse that's a month off, a year off, 2 years off. It's coming. I'm not sure when. So that you will think it's your fault, or you will think it's your fault because of the universal income or all this crap. We're in serious trouble. I don't say that to be negative. I say that to be honest with everybody. These tyrants have an instinct to control. They're control freaks. They cannot help themselves. When you look at them and their children and the systems of people like Bill Clinton or Chucky Schumer or any of these people, they are mental patients. They are control freaks. They are villains. And so yesterday after the show, one of our great editors and researchers, Rob Deuce, said to me, he said, you know, we moved out to Dripping Springs to get outside Austin. It's a big suburb of Austin. I used to live out there. And he said, So his wife was trying to watch online because she's a teacher, but teaches college kids and seniors, but that's a side issue. But she's an education person, so she's watching the school board in the big, fancy Dripping Springs auditorium with all the property taxes. And it went on for hours and hours and hours and hours. Every person was against making the children from first grade, kindergarten, all the way up to 12th grade, wear masks for another year. They've already announced basically it's permanent, it's forever. I told you that a year ago, but now it's official. But always another year, always another year, always another year. You're dirty, you're bad, you're evil. It's a sign you're in the cult. Gives you bacterial pneumonia. It dehumanizes. It's a way to make everybody bad if you don't submit to the cult. It's a peer pressure cult exercise. And so Rob boiled it down to about an hour and a half, and we posted it to band.video, parents reject mask mandates. And maybe we should change it to all parents. It's incredible. Austin suburb unanimously rejects masks for public school children. Now, every time somebody gets up, they don't like what they're saying, they just fade their audio down and start shuffling papers on the microphones in front of the school board. So you're like, well, why do we care about one school board in Texas? This is happening everywhere. This is all UN directed, Bill Gates directed, above Congress. It doesn't matter if governors say reopen things. It just never ends because they're not going to let it in. It's the corporations and the bureaucracies and the school boards dominating. But one lady got up and spoke, and you can hear them fade down her audio, so we've boosted it. Sometimes they would just completely cut people's mics off. And she reads the Texas code that says it's illegal to make children or young adults wear masks. And then if you punish them, it's even more illegal, and that it is a form of torture because they've actually had it before where they gag students and make them wear masks, and it's against the law and the education code to do it, and I'm going to show you that on the Texas code in a moment. But isn't that amazing? We used to have common sense in this country. Like Sharia law for women? No, thank you. Now we all wear the burqas, the beehives. And you notice you took the shot, a lot of you, and now, hey, you still got to wear the mask. They're never going to let go like an alligator until they've eaten us or until we get free. So here is a parent, Amanda Beal, tells Texas school board to end mask mandate and brings up the law. Here it is.
Make masks optional and return school to normal. Texas Education Code Section 37.0023, prohibited aversive techniques, states, in this section, aversive techniques means a technique or intervention that is intended to reduce the likelihood of a behavior reoccurring by intentionally inflicting a student, by intentionally inflicting on a student significant physical or emotional discomfort or pain. The term includes a technique or intervention that impairs the student's breathing, including any procedure that involves obstructing the student's airway, including placing an object in, on, or over the student's mouth or nose, or placing a bag, cover, or mask over the student's face. When I reached out to you, Board of Trustees, on March 7th about violating this code, I received the following response from the President of the Board of Trustees. Your inquiry should probably be addressed to TEA. I assume this code provision is not applicable because masks are not being used as an aversive technique. That is simply untrue. Masks are being worn to prevent a student or adult from expelling respiratory droplets that may reach others. The masks are causing physical harm and emotional discomfort. For months, teachers, administrators, and even you have received countless phone calls and emails from parents sharing the details of the harm caused by the one-size-fits-all mask policy. Additionally, failure to comply with this policy results in unjust punishment. If you take the mask off in elementary PE, you sit in the penalty box. If you speak too loudly in the middle of school classroom, you lose your mask break. If you're caught without your mask on, it is not assumed you needed a break. Instead, someone reminds you to put it back on. If an individual feels you've taken your mask off too frequently, they threaten to send you to the principal's office or ban you from riding the school bus. There is a reason that requiring a student to wear a mask has been specifically prohibited by the Texas Education Code for years. If it is wrong as a disciplinary tool, it is wrong.
That is not a school. That is a giant re-education camp brainwashing facility. Right out of Handmaid's Tale, which they said Christians would do, it was Islam doing it, and right out of so many other Hollywood films like Avatar. They are flaunting it. Here it is, Title II, Public Education, Subtitle 6, Safe Schools, Chapter 37, Discipline, Law and Order. It is a crime to do what they're doing, Section 37.0023. But they don't care. They're pushing the entire thing. Subsection 17 A and B. Look it up for yourself. It's illegal. It violates the law. And it's what cults do. And it's all a fraud, and it gives you bacterial pneumonia. But they don't care if the parents are unanimously against it. They're a pack of knuckle draggers.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm hosting the fourth hour today. Roger Stone was out of the grocery store about an hour ago when he called me back. I was texting him. And I said, hurry home, because we talk about Rudolph Giuliani getting raided by the loving New York feds. So he's going to be joining us coming up. I've got a lot of other stuff to hit as well, a lot of news I haven't gotten to. I meant to get the calls today. We've had so many surprise guests and so many developments that definitely in the next few days, I'm going to do a couple shows with pretty much only calls, because I enjoy those broadcasts. I know you do as well. Brings up a lot of issues, a lot of topics, a lot of questions that I would not remember to cover. So I enjoy the calls. But let's show this right now. We had a few weeks ago a Connecticut track coach who got fired because he said, I'm not going to make him wear a mask. It makes him have blackouts. It makes him have lower oxygen. You get spit all over your face. It's not normal. It's not healthy. And he even showed him medical literature. They said, fine, you're fired. And he's doing the right thing. He's got land of his own. He's going to start his own private track and field thing, and people are going to leave for that. You got to get out of the public schools. You got to get out of the system. But that's why they're trying to force everybody now so we capitulate now and then Katie bar the door. But there's a new article up on Infowars.com. Shock video, high school runner collapses, blacks out, the coach said. She was knocked out. At finish line, says mask-restricted breathing. Yeah, up to 25% less oxygen, the studies show, depending on the mask. And then also you get a bunch of spit in there. Once the spit gets on it, it's even less oxygen. And so This has happened in Oregon. So humans got to wear masks, you're dirty. Men can be women. A penis is a cervix. They want us to believe things that aren't true. That's what cults always get you to do, to make sure you've suspended your belief, because they're about to get you to do things that aren't good for you, that go against your common sense. Stop rebelling against your common sense. Stop rebelling against your gut and your spirit. Start rebelling against the globalist. The facts are all there, but also go with the gut. The facts show the gut's right. Start rebelling against evil. Start going with your spirit. So here's a shock video, high school runner, young lady. Shocking footage from last Thursday's 800-meter race at Summit High School in Bend shows masked runner Maggie Williams. And by the way, our Lord and Savior Biden already said you don't need to do this, but the school board is saying we're going to keep doing it. We want to stay closed. They're a bunch of spoiled brat commies. There's still a lot of good educators, but Bill Gates has always wanted to get rid of the school boards. I don't like school boards either, and I don't like they're supposedly local, but they're globally controlled now, being an ESCO policy. But who I really don't like is the teacher unions. But the dumb teacher unions don't understand that Bill Gates has wanted to get rid of them forever and bring in corporate controlled. They'll still be called public schools, but they're going to be globalist schools. And they're walking into his trap for him to get rid of all of them and to lay them all off. But they don't care, because they only think a week out, a month out, how many Netflix programs they want to watch and how many Prozac pills they want to take and how much red wine they want to drink. That's your average liberal woman. A lazy, stupid, selfish idiot. And don't worry, Bill Gates will game the hell out of you, sweetheart. You'll take your mRNA vaccine and get a bunch of tumors and die, and you'll love it. You'll be too stupid. You'll be on your deathbed going, I'm taken still. We need more funding for vaccines. That's why it killed me. Like a woman paralyzed from the neck down. I think they're good. We need more funding. The CDC needs to protect me. That's Stockholm Syndrome. Break her neck. And she's like, oh, please protect me, doctor. And like, no, I'm the guy breaking your neck. It's just they're so wedded to lies spiritually that they've been given over to great delusion. So very, very sad. But here it is. I mean, my daughters, my son, have been in sports. And I mean, now they're telling them in Spain, wear a mask in the pool, and people are doing it. It's all about, I mean, if they told liberals, walk on one leg or stand on your head, stick your thumb in your rear end, I'm sorry, they'd do it. They would. They'll do anything. That's the thing about Stockholm Syndrome. They drink Kool-Aid full of cyanide. They always compare me to Jim Jones because my last name's Jones. I'm the opposite of Jim Jones. I'm not out of some compound with thousands of people telling them I'm God and drink Kool-Aid. I'm saying be free, be individual, have a personal relationship with God, and don't join the globalist cult. I'm the individualist. I'm promoting freedom. And I got a stack of articles right here in front of me where they're going, Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones are the generals with General Flynn. It was like trending on Twitter. Arrest them. Put them on no-fly list. It's just, they're like, oh, but Jones is scared now. Oh, I'm real scared for my children, for the future, and for dumbasses like you that think tyranny's cute. I remember the New York Times one time tricked their way in here. They claimed, oh, we want to talk about your family court trial. We want to get your side of the story out. Door closes. We're here about Sandy Hook. We're here about how you made your fortune off of it. I go, I don't even talk about that hardly ever. I didn't make any money off that. And then, like, she calls her Uber, and I'm looking at the surveillance camera to go, okay, yeah, your Uber's not here yet. And it turns out the New York Times, Jones was hiding in the dark, staring at surveillance cameras in fear. No, that's you guys. I'm out. Leading hundreds of thousands of people, millions in peaceful rallies against mask and tyranny and election fraud with no body armor. I'm all over the place, everywhere. I'm blocking smuggler vehicles. I'm at the front lines leading from the front. But they got to make me a lying, sneaky hunchback in the dark creeping around because I'm nice. I'm like, okay, well, you got your car coming to get you. Well, which side of the building is it pulling up to? I don't know. Well, let's look on the surveillance camera. Okay, not here yet. That's how they work, though. They don't totally lie. They take something and twist it. But that's because they're fallen. They're neurotic liars that serve evil. So here's the shock video. High school runner collapses at finish line, says mask restrictions, restricted breathing. Well, it does in the damn literature. Here it is.
A moment of glory. overshadowed by this moment of concern. Williams finished in 2 minutes and 8 seconds, collapsing as she crossed the finish line.
I felt like I just wasn't being able to get a full breath, and multiple times of that happening, not being able to get enough air, I just felt super dizzy, and then eventually...
Hit pause again. But she's got a virtue signal in the damn interview with her frickin' mask. Take the mask off! Yesterday, I had some dental work done in a little Mexican food restaurant right next door to it. I said, let me have a little extra lunch. So I stepped in the Mexican food restaurant, and I watched people come in and sit down and wait for their food before they took the damn mask off. They'll do whatever Fauci the liar says. It's Stockholm Syndrome, and it was in a poor area of Austin. And it's like the poorer people are, the more they do it. And that's just how it works. It's very, very sad, folks. We've got to lead these people out of darkness. They're trying to bully us. They're trying to tell us that we got to take shots and do all this. Then Tucker says, hey, just say to them, take your mask off. Don't make children wear them. With these virtue signalers. And they say, oh, we're bullying them. No, you're the bullies. You're the control freaks. You're the politically correct. You're the ones that ruined the colleges and ruined the society. And are collapsing and all. And I'm going to cover that next hour after Roger Stone leaves us. I've got incredible evidence of it. But let's finish up with a young Stockholm Syndrome victim still wearing her face diaper after she almost killed her.
Times of that happening, not being able to get enough air, I just felt super dizzy and then eventually passed out.
Williams blames her lack of oxygen on the mask she's required to wear during competition.
Clearly in the past this has never happened, and then this race that I was wearing a mask, it did happen, which I don't think is a coincidence.
Her coach echoing that belief, saying this was not a conditioning issue, it was a mask issue.
It was a different response than I've seen for kids that have collapsed to the track just because they were exhausted. She wasn't sure where she was.
She wasn't sure where she was. All right. But don't worry, mommy and daddy tell her they're good, because they like, people don't have a spirit, they don't have a connection to God, and then they want to outwardly show they're good. And I'm not saying she doesn't have a connection to God or her folks, then other people see that and they follow that, but this is all the emptiness. You don't have privacy, you don't have your health, you don't have your future, you're being poisoned, you're being robbed of the globalists, but you've got face diapers to show how good you are, and to show how you're better than other people. It's sick. It's disgusting and it's evil, and it's all illegal mass medical experimentation on the old, the young, and others, and all of you that went along with it are at one level or another guilty of what you've been involved in. All right. I had news from yesterday and today that I didn't get to, and I got a bunch of other news I haven't hit. Roger Stone's going to join us first, but I want to show you the evidence of the globalists being losers and failures and how they're collapsing things because they're already collapsed. That is coming up. And I was going to come in tonight and do a live show and cover the joint session of Congress. They don't call it anymore the State of the Union. They do everything different now with the puppet. But you know what? No one's going to watch it. No one cares. And I don't think you want to see that, do you? Because he's not even the president. He stole the election. So we'll have highlights of it on American Journal tomorrow morning. And we'll also have highlights of it on my broadcast, and I assume the War Room that comes on at 3 p.m. Central. Your daily dose of the Star-Spangled Banner that I love so much. Just not so much to play it every time at the beginning of the show. But we did make a beautiful one for Owen. McGreen did it. It grew the best Star-Spangled Banner you've ever seen. It's at fan.video. But that's coming up in 1 hour of the War Room. But the fourth hour is yours truly, Alex Jones, straight ahead. Please don't forget, fan.video is exploding thanks to your word of mouth. Tell everybody you know the truth lives at fan.video and fanthis.tv.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.